everyone, and welcome to another deep dive with us. Today, we are diving into the world of tech stocks. Specifically, we have 8 companies on our list to look at. These are companies that are making headlines and really driving a lot of the conversations about the future of tech. We'll be looking at Marathon Digital, Amazon, Micron, Broadcom, Supermicro Computer, AMD, Palantir, and NVIDIA. And just a quick reminder before we get started, we are not offering financial advice here. This is purely for informational purposes only. We just want to unpack what's happening with these companies and see what their stories tell us about the bigger picture of the tech industry.
Exactly. I think that's what makes this so interesting, right? It's not just about the individual companies or even the stock prices. It's about understanding the underlying trends and challenges that are shaping the entire tech landscape.
Absolutely. All right, so let's kick things off with Marathon Digital, or MARA, if you're following along with the ticker symbol. They're all about Bitcoin mining. And they're really making a big push here in North America, which I find interesting.
Yeah, how so?
Well, you know, the regulatory environment for crypto is very different here compared to other parts of the world. So it's kind of become a hotbed for crypto activity, both good and bad.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. And with MRA, it's fascinating how closely their success is tied to Bitcoin's price. When Bitcoin goes up, MRA tends to ride that wave. But when Bitcoin takes a dip, things can get a little shaky for them. They've been aggressively expanding their mining operations, but those energy costs are a huge factor to consider. Mining Bitcoin requires a ton of energy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Which is why I think what MRA is doing with renewable energy is so interesting. They're really pushing to use renewable energy sources for their mining operations.
Oh, interesting. I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah, which, you know, given all the environmental concerns around crypto, that focus on sustainability could be a really smart move for them.
Absolutely. That can be a major competitive advantage for them, especially as we see more and more regulations around cryptocurrency. It's not just about being profitable anymore. It's about being environmentally conscious as well.
For sure. Okay, so we've talked about a Bitcoin miner. Now let's switch gears to a company that needs no introduction. Amazon. I mean, who hasn't ordered something from Amazon at this point?
Right.
But what I find really interesting is how they're really pushing beyond just e-commerce these days.
Oh, absolutely. They're way more than just an online store now.
Right. It's like they want to be the everything store for everything.
Uh-huh.
For example, they've been making some bold moves in healthcare with Amazon Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's a tough industry to crack for sure. Healthcare is complex, it's heavily regulated, so the fact that Amazon is making a go of it really says something about their ambitions.
It really does. And then you have their expanding role in content creation with Amazon Studios. They're producing some really high-quality shows and movies, directly competing with the likes of Netflix and HBO.
Yeah, they're not afraid to go head-to-head with the big players. But that kind of leads us to the elephant in the room, doesn't it?
Antitrust concerns.
Yeah, exactly. Amazon is already a massive company, and their constant expansion is definitely attracting attention from regulators.
I mean, it's that classic tension between innovation and regulation, right? Amazon's future, at least in part, depends on how they navigate that.
Absolutely. It'll be interesting to see how that all plays out.
Okay, so we've talked about a Bitcoin miner and an e-commerce giant. Now, get ready for a rapid-fire look at 3 companies that are all about the hardware that's powering our data-driven world. We're talking about Micron, Broadcom, and Supermicro Computer.
Okay, let's do it. Where should we start?
Let's start with Micron. They specialize in memory and storage solutions, right?
Exactly. Things like DRAM and NAND flash memory. You know, the kind of memory that's in everything from our smartphones to those massive data centers we hear so much about.
Right. And with the explosion of data-intensive applications, AI, 5G, the Internet of Things, all of that, Micron is in a prime position to benefit, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. The demand for data storage and processing power is only going to continue to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not just keeping up either. They're constantly innovating.
Yeah, like with their new 232-layer NAND technology. I mean, for our listeners, that might not mean much, but basically it means faster, more energy-efficient storage.
Exactly. It's all about cramming more and more data into smaller and smaller spaces.
Okay, so that's Micron. Now let's move on to Broadcom. They've been on a bit of an acquisition spree lately.
Yeah, they have.
They're known for their semiconductors and software, but their attempt to acquire VMware is huge.
Huge is an understatement. VMware is a giant in the cloud computing world. That acquisition, if it goes through, would give Broadcom a massive presence in that market.
It's all about the cloud these days, isn't it?
It really is. And I think we're only going to see more and more companies trying to get a piece of that pie.
Okay, so to round out our hardware trio, we have Supermicro Computer. They're all about high-performance servers, yeah. Right?
That's right. But they're really focused on servers that are optimized for AI and what we call edge computing.
Edge computing? I'm not sure I'm familiar with that term.
Yeah, so basically it means processing data closer to where it's being generated. So think like self-driving cars, smart devices, that sort of thing. Instead of sending all that data to a central cloud for processing, it's processed right there on the device, or at least closer to it.
Ah, that makes sense. So it's all about speed and efficiency then.
Exactly. As we become more reliant on AI and need data processed in real time, edge computing is going to become even more important.
That's fascinating. So we've got Micron providing the storage, Broadcom building the cloud infrastructure, and Supermicro making sure everything runs smoothly at the edge.
It's like a well-oiled data crunching machine.
I like that analogy. But even with all this talk of innovation and growth, these hardware companies are operating in a really competitive landscape, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. They're dealing with global supply chain issues, rapid technological advancements. It's a constant pressure to innovate and stay ahead of the curve.
It's a high-stakes game, for sure. Speaking of high stakes, let's move on to a classic tech rivalry, AMD versus Intel.
Ooh, yeah, this is a good one.
It's a real David and Goliath story, wouldn't you say?
Totally. For years, Intel was the undisputed king of the CPU market. But AMD has been steadily chipping away at their dominance.
Especially in areas like gaming and data centers, right?
Exactly. Their Ryzen CPUs and Radeon GPUs are giving Intel a run for their money. And a big part of that is AMD's focus on performance and innovation.
It's like they came out swinging and landed some serious blows. And then, to top it off, they went and acquired Xilinx.
Oh, yeah. That was a big deal. Xilinx was a leader in adaptive computing, which is basically creating hardware that can be reconfigured on the fly. That's huge for things like AI and machine learning, where algorithms are constantly evolving.
So it's like giving companies the ability to adapt their hardware in real time to keep up with the ever-changing demands of AI.
Exactly. It's about flexibility and adaptability.
So AMD is not just competing. They're strategically expanding their capabilities. It's going to be really interesting to see how this rivalry plays out in the coming years.
I'm sure there will be plenty of twists and turns along the way.
For sure. Okay, let's shift gears from the world of CPUs to a company that operates a bit more under the radar, Palantir.
Ah, Palantir. They're a fascinating case. They're known for their work with government agencies, especially in intelligence and defense, which has always given them an air of mystery.
They definitely have that we can neither confirm nor deny vibe going on.
Uh-huh, exactly. But here's the interesting part. They're making a concerted effort to break into the commercial sector. And that's where things get really interesting.
So what are they doing in the commercial space?
Well, their platforms essentially help organizations make sense of massive data sets. And that's becoming increasingly valuable across industries.
So they're like data whisperers.
Precisely. Whether it's predicting equipment failures, optimizing logistics, or identifying potential fraud, Palantir's platforms are all about extracting actionable insights from vast amounts of data.
That's incredible. It sounds like they're at the forefront of the big data revolution.
They're definitely a company to keep an eye on.
Speaking of groundbreaking technology, let's move on to our final company in this tech deep dive, NVIDIA.
NVIDIA, the company that brought us high-performance GPUs.
Which, of course, started by revolutionizing the gaming world.
Exactly. But they've come a long way since then.
I mean, they're a driving force behind the AI revolution now, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Their GPUs are the go-to choice for everything from self-driving cars to medical imaging.
It's amazing to think that the same technology that powers those incredibly realistic video games is also helping doctors diagnose diseases and researchers develop new drugs.
It really is remarkable. It speaks to the power and adaptability of their technology.
Hmm.
And they're not stopping there. They've also been developing their Omniverse platform. Yeah, it's pretty wild. Basically, it allows for collaborative virtual world building. Imagine architects designing buildings together in real time. Or engineers testing product designs in a virtual environment.
It's like the metaverse, but for actual work and innovation.
Exactly.
That's incredible. But even with all this success, NVIDIA faces its share of challenges, right?
Of course. They've been dealing with the same supply chain issues as everyone else in the chip industry. Plus, their attempts to grow through acquisitions haven't always been smooth sailing, especially when it comes to regulatory hurdles.
Well, right.
But one thing's for sure, NVIDIA is a company that knows how to innovate and adapt. They're definitely one to watch.
Okay, that was quite a whirlwind tour of 8 major players in the tech world. From Bitcoin mining to AI chips to data analytics, we've covered a lot of ground. But I think it's important to step back and look at the bigger picture here, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. While these 8 companies may seem diverse on the surface, they're all grappling with the same massive trends that are shaping the future of technology.
So what are those common threads that tie them all together?
Well, I think the biggest one has to be the rise of artificial intelligence. Right. AI is impacting every corner of the tech industry. AMD and NVIDIA are battling it out for AI chip dominance. Micron's memory is essential for handling those massive AI workloads. And even Amazon uses AI to power its recommendation engines and cloud services.
It's like this underlying current that's driving so much of the innovation we're seeing.
Exactly. And then you have the data explosion we talked about.
Right.
Companies like Micron, Broadcom, and Supermicro are providing the infrastructure to store, process, and analyze all that data. And then you have companies like Palantir developing the software that helps us actually make sense of it all.
It's mind-boggling how much data we generate every single day.
Really is.
It's like we're building a digital universe, and these companies are creating the tools we need to navigate it.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
And speaking of this digital universe, we can't forget about the growing importance of the cloud.
Right, the cloud.
Amazon Web Services is already a dominant force. Broadcom is making a play to become a major player with its VMware acquisition. Even companies that traditionally focused on hardware, like Supermicro, are shifting their attention to cloud-optimized solutions.
It's like the cloud is becoming the foundation for how we interact with information and applications.
Absolutely.
But that shift presents both opportunities and challenges, right?
For sure. It's a delicate balancing act between delivering innovative cloud-based solutions while also addressing data security, privacy concerns, and of course, there's the whole regulatory landscape to navigate as well.
It's a lot to juggle. This has been super interesting, but I'm also wondering, how does all of this impact the average person? Like, it's easy to get lost in the technical details, but what's the real-world impact of all these trends we've been talking about?
That's the key question, Ryan. On a practical level, I think we'll see even more powerful devices, faster internet speeds, more personalized experiences.
Like what?
Think smarter smartphones that anticipate your needs. Self-driving cars becoming increasingly common. Even healthcare being revolutionized by AI-powered diagnostics.
It sounds both exciting and a little bit intimidating at the same time.
I get that.
Yeah.
It's a lot to wrap our heads around, which is why I think it's more important than ever to stay informed, keep learning, and never stop asking questions.
So true. Well, as we start to wrap up our look at these tech companies, I want our listeners to remember that these 8 companies are just a small snapshot of what's happening in the tech world right now. They're a glimpse into the present, but the real question is, what happens next?
Exactly.
What trends will end up defining the future? How will these companies adapt as technology continues to advance at such a rapid pace? And maybe even more importantly, how will we as individuals and as a society make sure we're shaping the future of technology in a way that benefits everyone?
Exactly. It's not just about the technology itself. It's about the values and priorities that guide its development.
It's about making sure that technology serves humanity, not the other way around.
Well said.
Well, I think that's a great note to end on. As we wrap up our deep dive into these tech giants, I want to thank you so much for joining us and for sharing your insights.
It's been a pleasure being here.
And to our listeners, we hope you enjoyed this exploration of the tech world. Remember, the future of tech is not predetermined. It's something we all have a hand in shaping. So stay curious, stay informed, and until next time.
See you then.